What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will... This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
You gotta realize now we are just days away from allowing the NSA to force private businesses to do their domestic surveillance of the American people for them. Yes, that's right. Donald Trump, his first day in court today for the hush money trial, and whack jobs chanting death to America. It's all on a Monday, kids. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. Thanks for being here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. I just want to mention to you, you know, my friend Laura sent this to me a little while ago, and I'm grateful that she did because it's a reminder to mention it. You know, the House authorized a warrantless spying on you and spying on me. And the Senator Ron Wyden, who's a big advocate for privacy, he said this is going to force U.S. businesses to serve as NSA spies. Buried in Section 702 of the FISA reauthorization bill passed by the House on Friday is the biggest expansion of domestic surveillance since the Patriot Act. Under current law, the government can compel electronic communications service providers that have direct access to communications to assist the National Security Agency in conducting Section 702 surveillance. In practice, this means companies like Verizon, Comcast, Google must turn over the communications of the targets of Section 702 surveillance. The targets must be foreigners overseas, although the communications can and do include communications with Americans. And remember, this is the fight where people like Jim Jordan, Scott Perry, Rand Paul, Tom Massey, Ted Cruz, and others are fighting to make sure that you have to get a warrant before you're able to spy on American citizens. And you heard from Dr. Victoria Coates. She was President Trump's deputy national security advisor. She knows what she's talking about. And she said, absolutely, you should have to get a warrant to spy on Americans under Section 702. And that woman has seen the most dangerous classified stuff you can imagine. And even she said it. I shouldn't say that woman. I should say that person. I don't bring gender into it and get yelled at by Justin Trudeau. But Dr. Coates is absolutely right. And she's brilliant. So, when you know, you got knucklehead Congress members in our area who don't know what they're talking about, voting for it. And then you have the former deputy national security advisor to the president of the United States of America saying, oh, absolutely, you should have to have a warrant. And it's not going to in any way, shape or form impede national security. Through a seemingly innocuous change to the definition of electronic communications service provider, an amendment offered by House Intel Committee leaders and passed by the House vastly expands the universe of entities that can be compelled to assist the NSA. If the bill becomes law, any company or individual that provides any service whatsoever may be forced to assist in NSA surveillance as long as they have access to equipment in which communications are transmitted or stored, such as routers, cell towers, etc. That sweeps in an enormous range of U.S. businesses that provide Wi-Fi to their customers and therefore have access to equipment on which communications transmit. Barbershops, laundromats, fitness centers, hardware stores, dentist offices, the list goes on and on and on. It also includes commercial landlords that rent out office space where tens of millions of Americans go to work every day. Office of journalists, lawyers, nonprofits, financial advisors, healthcare providers, and more. When the amendment was first unveiled, one of the FISA court amicus briefs took the highly unusual step of sounding a public alarm. Civil liberties advocates noted that the provision would encompass hotels, libraries, coffee shops. The version they offered on Friday therefore exempts hotels, libraries, coffee shops, and a handful of other establishments. But as the FISA court amicus promptly pointed out, the vast majority of U.S. businesses remain fair game to help the government spy on you. The amendment even extends to service providers who come into our homes. House cleaners, plumbers, people performing repairs, HVAC people, listen up, Jay, IT service providers who have access to laptops and routers inside our homes and could be forced to serve as surrogate spies. None of these people or businesses would be allowed to tell anyone about the assistance they were compelled to provide. They would be under a gag order, and they would face heavy penalties if they failed to comply with it. That's not even the worst part. Unlike Google and Verizon, most of these businesses and individuals lack the ability to isolate and turn over a target's communications, so they would be required to give the NSA access to the equipment itself, or to use technicians or devices presumably provided by the NSA to copy and turn over entire communication streams and or responsibilities or repositories, of stored communications. The NSA would have access to this communication on an unprecedented scale. And it would be on the honor system to retain only communications approved of foreign targets. So I guess the question is, do you trust the NSA and the deep state? We'll talk more about that as the week goes on, but I just wanted to share that with you. Here is a clip of some crazy people in New York City today chanting death to America. And Matt DeSantis, describe the video for us if you could.
Yeah, so there's a guy waving an American flag. The flag is on fire. Someone who's chanting death to America, it appears, is the one that lights the flag on fire. And in the process, he also sort of ignites an individual's shirt. So thankfully, they're able to put the fire on the shirt out pretty swiftly. The guy's not hurt at all. The flag, they're able to put that fire out. But the weirdest part of the whole video is the cops are standing right there as this is unfolding, and they don't do anything. They just seemingly let the individual who started the flame go. I didn't see anyone follow him.
Hmm. Amazing. All right, take a listen.
Your shirt!
Death to America!
Who did that?
Why you did the flag?
Who did that?
Have that video?
You know, it's funny. These are Democrats. These are all Democrat voters. These are all Democrat whack job voters. So just so you know, how I told you before, Biden is not locked down crazy yet. You know, crazy. These are the Democrat Party's people, crazy people, and he is not locked down crazy. John Fetterperson, even he came out and slammed Joe Biden for not standing firmly with Israel. Problem for Biden is that in Michigan and Minnesota, you've got so many whack jobs there. They're crazy. Every person today who shut down a bridge or shut down a road, they're all Democrats. You can know it because they're, A, they don't have jobs. In the middle of the day, they're out shutting down bridges. B, they're trying to do economic disruption against capitalism. And C, they're all wearing masks outside on a hot summer day. Basically, summer today was so hot out. So then you have Democrats like John Fetterperson coming out and saying it's ridiculous that Joe Biden's not standing with Israel more. He's trying to separate himself from that because either John Fetterman's running a long con on everybody, or he's realized now that the Democrat Party is nuts, or his body double has completely taken over, like in the movie Dave. Somebody's squatting inside his body. Cut number six.
Well, a couple of things, actually. I think it really demonstrates how it's astonishing that we are not standing firmly with Israel, and there should never be any kinds of conditions on all of that. When a nation can launch hundreds of drones towards Israel, and I'm not going to be talking about conditions ever. And second, I think that also was Iran had to have some fireworks after Israel smoked that Iranian general. And I'm here for that. And I think it's just a matter of theater part of it as well, too. And it, finally, it demonstrates how unstable things are and why we need to lean in and stand with Israel.
He has to separate himself from the crazy. Here's a little bit more. Take a listen.
A senior administration official tells CNN that President Biden told Prime Minister Netanyahu that the U.S. will not participate in any offensive operations against Iran. Do you think that's the right call, or should direct U.S. military action, as some of your colleagues in the Senate are suggesting, should that be on the table?
I don't agree with that, you know, and I'm just think we should follow and have Israel's back in the situation.
He's got to separate himself from crazy people, crazy town. Democrat Party's freaking nuts. I'm telling you, they're nuts. Now, I have other things to share with you, but the show has just gone flying by. Let's see if I can get this now. All right, so Bill Maher. You know, there's some things Bill Maher says I agree with and some things I don't. He called abortion murder over the weekend. I certainly agree with that. He also is warning now that America is becoming Canada, and this is a cautionary tale. We're driving off a cliff. He said this on Friday's episode of Real Time, Cut 12.
There's only one problem with thinking everything's better in Canada. It's not. Not anymore, anyway. Last year, Canada added 1.3 million people, which is a lot in 1 year, the equivalent of the U.S. adding 11 million migrants in 1 year. And now they're experiencing a housing crisis even worse than ours. And we're sleeping in tents. The median price of a home here is 346 grand. In Canada, converted to US dollars, it's 487. If Barbie moved to Winnipeg, she wouldn't be able to afford her dream house, and Ken would be working at Tim Hortons. And because of mortgage debt, Canada has the highest debt-to-GDP ratio of any G7 nation. I don't know what that means, but it sounds bad. So does their vaunted healthcare system, which ranks dead last among high-income countries in access to primary healthcare and ability to see a doctor in a day or two. And it's not for lack of spending. Of the 30 countries with universal coverage, Canada spends over 13% of its economy on it, which is a lot of money for free health care. Look, I'm not saying Canada still isn't a great country. It is, but those aren't paradise numbers. And again, honestly, Canada, I'm not saying any of this because I enjoy it. I don't, because I've always enjoyed you. But I need to cite you as a cautionary tale to help my country. And the moral of that tale is, yes, you can move too far left. And when you do, you wind up pushing the people in the middle to the right. At its worst, Canada is what American voters think happens when there's no one putting a check on extreme wokeness.
Now, the dumbest clip you're going to hear today is from Jim Clyburn. He is, of course, a congressman from South Carolina on MSNBC. Now, this is called election denialism, which, as far as I know, is a federal offense now in the United States of America. They put you in prison for this. But it's okay if you're a Democrat. It's okay if you're a Democrat. In fact, it's encouraged. you're a Democrat. All right? Cut 14.
Because I've been around this business long enough to know that were it not for misinformation, that Hillary Clinton would have been elected president of the United States, and I think all of us know that. And we do know that we just had recent testimony in the House with the Republican chair of the committee saying that the Russians are carrying forward misinformation, disinformation over social media in such a way that it concerns the Republican leadership, that decisions can be made based upon false information.
Misinformation. The Russians did it. Oh, those pesky Ruskies. The Russians and misinformation. That's called election denialism. Lock him up. Why are we not charging him with a federal crime? Of course, I don't actually want him to do that. I'm just saying, you know. And here's the other thing, too. And this is the thing that I've told you now. Joe Biden's problem is he needs to lock down crazy. It's April 15th, tax day. Did you file your taxes yet? If you didn't file your taxes because you were held up by one of the protesters, the IRS won't care. And if you're late, they're still going to charge you penalties and interest as the president lectures hotels on charging you resort fees. Just for the record. Joe Biden's got to lock down crazy, and he can't, because in Michigan and Wisconsin, you've got the very people that were shutting down the Brooklyn Bridge today. We're trying to shut down 95 this morning on your way to work, shut down the Golden Gate Bridge. He should be pivoting to a general election position. It's freaking April. Here's just a little bit of what Joe Manchin said about where Biden needs to, what Biden needs to do. And think about this now. You got guys like Fetterperson and Manchin speaking out because they know how crazy these people are. Cut 15.
I want to ask you something that I was talking to a voter about a little bit earlier today. A woman named Esther, who's from Iowa, I told her you were going to be on the show, and I said, if you were to ask Joe Manchin one question, what would it be? And she said, I want to know who he's going to endorse.
Well, I have said publicly that I cannot, for the love of my country, endorse or support Donald Trump. I think there's a lot of things he has done in the past that I worked with him, I liked and tried to work with him, but there's things I'm concerned about. The democracy that we have, the rule of law, orderly transfer of power, weaponizing the judiciary, things that I think that really threaten democracy. On the other hand, they've asked me about my friend Joe Biden, who I've known for a long time. And I want Joe Biden to be the Joe Biden I've known forever, okay? Always working a deal, always
working. Here's the problem, though. You can't have your friend Joe Biden, and what you should do is realize that all those things you just said about Donald Trump are pure BS. And your people in West Virginia love them. Love them. All right, we got a lot to do. We got to get into more things, including why is the FBI investigating that Baltimore cargo ship that destroyed the bridge? If it was just a freak accident, don't go away. Now, I did it. The live read. Yes, I got to do that right now. Sorry. I have to tell you about the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, because the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey is outstanding. They do such. I love that place. I love being there. And I love spending time there. It's my happy place. And I love the fact that we're going to be back there on Friday, May 3rd for our next live show. It's going to be fantastic. You're going to love it. You're going to have a great time with me. And now's the time to book your June midweek getaway at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, because they have special rates for you. And the longer you stay, the more you save. Now, we're going to be back there for a live show on June 21st. And all you need to do is make your reservation now for your midweek stay. If you stay a certain number of nights, you're going to get resort credits. And the more you stay, the more resort credits you get for you to use at Hemingway's restaurant. You can use them at the outdoor pool bar. Use them at the beach concession stand. All these wonderful things you can use at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Even take your family on a whale-watching boat trip. So make your reservation today. Always book direct with them for the best rates by going to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. And tell them I sent you, and I want to see you Friday, May 3rd. I want to see you on Friday, June 21st. These June midweek stays are outstanding, and you save money, and you also wind up really, truly having the time of your life. So mark your calendar, put it down, and then I'll see you there. And always book direct with them for the best rates. GrandHotelCapeMay.com, GrandHotelCapeMay.com. And if you want to book a stay or book an event, wedding, baby shower, bridal shower, and more, just talk to my friend Caitlin. She will book the absolute, help you book the most amazing event of your dreams. You'll love it. I'll see you Friday, May 3rd. I'll see you on June 21st. My happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Book the June stays now and save.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Oh, Mondays, Monday, 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 as the world is on the brink of World War III, what a start to the week. And psychos shut down bridges, winning hearts and minds. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. Our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zioli. Thank you for being here today. Appreciate it very much. So as I mentioned earlier in the show today, the FBI has opened a criminal probe into the Baltimore bridge collapse. It's interesting. For a natural phenomena, you know, a ship just losing power and just crashing into a bridge. I mean, it's just odd that they'd open a criminal investigation. I just don't know why. I mean, if it was just because, remember, I was told when I asked any questions, you're spreading conspiracy theories, I believe was the accusation. And I just asked a series of questions. Like, why wasn't the anchor dropped sooner? When was the anchor dropped? Was the anchor dropped after? Was the anchor dropped before? Anyway, from the far right-wing Washington Post. So again, take this with a grain of salt. As you know, Alex Jones is the editor over there at the Washington Post. The FBI has opened a criminal investigation focusing on the massive container ship that brought down the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore last month. A probe that will look at least in part at whether the crew left the port knowing the vessel had serious system problems, according to two U.S. officials familiar with the matter. Authorities are reviewing the events leading up to the moment when the Dolly, a 985-foot Singapore-flagged ship, lost power while leaving the port of Baltimore and slamming into one of the bridge's support pillars, said the official, speaking on the condition of anonymity, to discuss the ongoing probe. And by the way, you should always say Baltimore. Baltimore, hon. Baltimore. You don't say Baltimore. You say Baltimore. On Monday morning, federal agents appeared aboard the ship to conduct a search. That's an hour after the sun rose at 6:30 a.m., a succession of three boats pulled to the port side of the Dolly. At about 6:50 a.m., people wearing yellow or orange life jackets entered the Dolly through a lower door and climbed a ladder to the ship's bow. About a half hour later, nearly a dozen more people wearing dark clothing pulled up in a smaller boat and climbed aboard. Quote, "The FBI is present aboard the cargo ship Dolly conducting court-authorized law enforcement activity," the agency said in a statement Monday morning. Now, let me just ask you a quick question. If the crew knowingly left with system problems, is that willful negligence? Was it intentional? I don't know. Can I ask those questions? Can the FBI ask those questions, or will they be accused of being conspiracy theorists? I don't know. I don't know. The FBI said it did not have any additional public information and would not comment further. The Justice Department confirmed federal agents were on the ship conducting a court-approved search. The criminal inquiry escalates efforts to determine what occurred leading to the crash and who should be held accountable for the disaster. News of the criminal inquiry emerged the same day Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott announced that the city had hired two law firms to work with the city's own legal team to hold the wrongdoers responsible and to mitigate the immediate and long-term harm caused to Baltimore City residents. Grace Ocean Private Limited owns the Dolly, and Synergy Marine Limited is the ship's manager. Both are based in Singapore. Eric L. Barham, the U.S. attorney for Maryland, said, quote, "My office generally will not confirm the existence of or otherwise comment about investigations. However, the public should know whether it's gun violence, civil rights abuse, financial fraud, or any other threat to public safety or property, we will seek accountability for anyone who may be responsible." The owner and operator of the ship and the attorneys representing them also did not immediately respond to requests for comment. The pre-dawn crash March 26 crumpled the Key Bridge, where eight people were working to repair concrete and fill potholes. Six members of the repair crew fell into the water and died. Two survived. The criminal investigation is separate from the probe the National Transportation Safety Board has launched to determine the cause of the crash and assess other safety-related measures. Last week on Capitol Hill, the chair of the National Transportation Safety Board, a woman named Jennifer Homendy, said her investigators were likewise focusing on the Dolly's electrical issues, adding her team believes there may be a connection between the ship's lights going out and its losing power to the engines in the moments before the crash. Homendy said Hyundai, the South Korea-based company that manufactured the engine room equipment used on the Dolly, sent experts to the United States to download electrical data from the ship and look at its circuit breakers. Now, a spokeswoman for the National Transportation Safety Board, a woman named Jennifer Gabry, said that the board's safety investigation into the Dolly and the collapse of the bridge would continue and that a preliminary report was expected early May. The opening of a criminal investigation. And again, this is from the far right wing Washington Post. So take this all with a grain of salt. The opening of a criminal investigation means the Coast Guard's Marine Board of Investigation, which is investigating in parallel to the National Transportation Safety Board, will pause evidence collection, but it will still be able to analyze evidence it has already gathered to inform safety efforts like new regulations or inspection campaigns, according to a Coast Guard official who spoke on the condition of anonymity due to the ongoing investigations. President and the governor said they will hold anyone accountable. In a statement Monday morning, the city hired DiCello, Levitt, and Saltz, Mangaluzzi, Bendensky, their trial lawyers. DiCello, Levitt, and Saltz, Mangaluzzi, Bendensky. Hey, how you doing? I'm sure they made a couple contributions to the city here and there. I'm just saying. Just saying. They said the city will take decisive action to seek accountability for the Key Bridge collapse, including the owner, charterer, operator, and manufacturer of the Dolly, and any other potentially liable third parties. The mayor said his administration was forced to act quickly to protect the city's interests after the Dolly's owner and manager, within days of the crash, filed a petition in federal court to limit its liability. Now, would this not be an appropriate time to have another season of The Wire? Just saying. Sounds like it's honestly, it sounds like it could have been a plot on The Wire. Also, Monday private attorney, you know, The Wire, I know some people love it. Some people think it's overrated. I happen to like it. I think some seasons were stronger than others, but I'm a fan of the show. My dad, of course, being a retired cop, thinks it's one of the most realistic law enforcement shows he's ever seen. Private attorneys for three of the construction workers who fell into the river, including one who survived and two who died, announced they were also pursuing legal action and intend to fight the April 1st motion filed by law firms representing the parties responsible for the Dolly. And there's another law firm involved. Quote, "The Titanic disaster motion seeks to limit the amount of damages that could be awarded to victims of the deadly incident. The victims' attorneys contend the filing demonstrates that those responsible for this reckless and preventable incident are solely focused on their respective bottom lines and have no interest in ensuring the victims' lives and those of their families, which have been changed forever and are fairly accounted for." Now, as this FBI probe goes on, there's been a lot of rumors, you know, about Chinese cyber attacks. Remember last week, the government came out and said, you have to pass the warrantless spying on American citizens so that we can stop Chinese cyber attacks. Do you think if this was, and I'm not saying it is, I don't have any evidence to say it is. I'm just honestly asking the question, legitimately asking the question. If this was a Chinese cyber attack, or if China was in on this, do you think they'd ever tell us? See, I don't. I don't think they'd ever tell us. I think that would go down with the Nashville Shooter Manifesto as being something that we just never know about. Again, I'm not saying it is. How could I? I don't have evidence of that. But I wonder these things because in the context of looking at potential for things, the government was so quick to dismiss terrorism, like within 5 seconds of it happening. And okay, then why is there a criminal probe? If there's no ill intent, I mean, usually criminal would imply that somebody committed a crime. Just saying, like if somebody broke the law. I mean, if it was just negligence, it'd probably be a civil matter. A criminal investigation, though, implies that somebody committed a crime. So again, I'm just saying, you know. When the government comes out right away and says, hey, it was not terrorism, that's when people go, wait a second. Why are you saying that so quickly? How do you know? It's like the lab leak theory. They came out and then said, well, it's not, COVID did not come from a lab. Okay, well, you're saying that within 5 seconds of the virus being out there. How do you know? And they didn't know, but they came out and said these things anyway, and that's it. So... And, you know, a COVID whistleblower has shared more COVID origins emails. Fauci advisor was allegedly concealed, that a Fauci advisor allegedly concealed on a private account, according to a whistleblower. I'll share that with you upon my return. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Listen, when it comes to your lawn, do you want that beautiful, lush, thick green lawn that is going to be the envy of the neighborhood? Of course you do. That's why you should choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. I've been a customer of theirs for years, and I love, absolutely love the great work that they do. See, what makes Natural Lawn different from everybody else out there is that they customize their treatment for your lawn, your lawn. Your lawn, not the guy's lawn across the street or down the road or across town. It's your lawn. Natural Lawn of America has been creating green lawns quickly, more naturally, and with fewer weeds for over 35 years. Their unique approach to lawn care reduces the need for chemicals, creating a safer lawn for your pets and children. Time is running out to get the free seeding every year. Now, that free seeding makes such a difference in your lawn. And their safer approach means that you're going to enjoy a beautiful lawn with less weeds, and it's guaranteed. And it's locally owned, too. Locally owned with families in Pennsylvania and New Jersey owning Natural Lawn of America. That's why I love using them. So reach out to them today by going to naturallawn.com. Naturallawn.com. You're going to get greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed. But you better act now to get that free seeding every year with their full service program. 1-800-FREE-SEED, 1-800-FREE-SEED, or naturallawn.com.
Thanks for listening to the Zeoli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Okay, as we wrap up our fourth and final hour before I turn it over to the great one, Mark Levin, just a programming note, I'm filling in for Mark tomorrow night, which means that we'll take his 6 o'clock hour live right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. So I'll be with you from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. tomorrow. All right, so we'll have some fun together. It's going to be a good time and a lot of fun. The big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, VanariaDental. VanariaDental.com. The pro-Palestinian protests today, I mean, just these whack jobs, these lunatics shutting down traffic. I've told you before, I hate these people. I don't care what your cause is. Even if I agreed with you, if you shut down my commute, if you block my traffic, if you make me late, I hate you, and I hate your cause. I don't care what it is. It could be, you could be protesting pineapple on pizza, and I agree with you. That should not be allowed. But if you shut down my traffic, I'm ordering pineapple on pizza. I'm doing the exact opposite of what you want. I hate you so much for what you're doing. I hate you. And you're making people late for work, and you're making people late for their to pick up their kids and potential medical issues. And they let this crap go on. This is what I don't understand. They let this crap go on in these woke blue cities. These woke blue cities, they let this crap go on. So I mentioned earlier how, remember, we were all called conspiracy theorists when we said that COVID came from a lab. Well, a whistleblower shared more COVID origin emails that an advisor to former National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, Asanto Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease doctor. You always have to say that by law, that Fauci allegedly concealed on a private account. The advisor to him did. A House panel revealed on Thursday. Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic Chairman Brad Wenstrup disclosed the further apparent violations of federal record-keeping laws by NIAID Senior Scientific Advisor Dr. David Morins in a letter to one of its recipients. The Select Subcommittee is now aware of potential further attempts by Dr. Morins to subvert public transparency. He wrote this letter to Dr. Gerald Kausch, who is an associate director of Boston University's National Emerging Infectious Disease Laboratory Institute. It's unclear the extent of your communication with Dr. Morins or others within the federal government. He said four emails that the senior advisor sent to this guy and Equal Health Alliance President Peter Daszak. One of the emails sent on July 17, 2020 includes in its subject line, China, SARS-CoV-2 origin, animal reservoir, WHO mission, in reference to the World Health Organization, which was handling the global response to the pandemic. Three other emails listed the number of a National Institutes of Health grant made to the Manhattan-based EcoHealth for a project titled Understanding the Risk of Bat Coronavirus Emergence, which initiated in 2014 and was renewed in 2019. This was the NIH grant that Fauci lied about in three U.S. Senate hearings in which he claimed knowingly, willfully, and brazenly pandemic pathogen research on SARS-related coronaviruses in Wuhan, that the NIH had not funded any of these things, nor had the NIH funded gain-of-function research. The April 26, 2020 email included in the whistleblower disclosures came 2 days after the NIH suspended Equal Health Alliance's grant after having improperly renewed the funding without a secretary-level risk-benefit review by the Department of Health and Human Services, which is mandated by federal policy. That proposal for a new grant set forth plans to construct more such novel chimeric viruses targeting viruses having even higher affinities for human receptors and higher pandemic potential. In other words, they were trying to make viruses that could kill us even quicker, with more lethality. These people create Frankenstein in the lab to see what they do to stop Frankenstein if Frankenstein ever gets out of the lab. It's absolutely, absolutely just the worst. Just the worst. The grant in question was suspended by the National Institutes of Health after an arbitrary decision by then-President Trump to cancel the grant. They were not happy about that, said an EcoHealth Alliance spokesperson. Dr. Daszak was naturally concerned about this unexpected and unjustified political interference in EcoHealth Alliance's approved NIH funding. The email included in the whistleblower disclosures came 2 days after the NIH suspended the grant after having improperly renewed the funding without a secretary-level risk-benefit review. These emails show that Mr. Daszak and EcoHealth Alliance have been seeking advice on how to deal with this unprecedented situation. NIH did reinstate the grant in May of 2023. Well, sure, Joe Biden was president then, so they could do whatever they want. Yeah, gain-of-function research, go for it. Why not? Give China more money. Build more dangerous, deadly pathogens in Chinese labs. Sure, why not? What could possibly go wrong? So the grant was renewed to create more of these highly pathogenic chimeric viruses, but it removed any on-the-ground activities in China. Oh, good. EcoHealth awarded more than $500,000 of that grant funding to researchers at the now infamous Wuhan Institute of Virology, a government accountability office report found last year. The city where many U.S. government officials and lawmakers now believe the COVID-19 pandemic originated in a lab leak due to gain-of-function experiments, or some dude ordering an undercooked bat burger with a side of penguin fries and a raccoon dog aioli. Depends on your personal preference, of course. So you see, that grant was suspended in 2020. The agency's principal director, Lawrence Tabak, acknowledged in October of 2021 in a letter to Congress that Wuhan researchers tested whether spike proteins from naturally occurring bat coronaviruses circulating in China were capable of binding to the human ACE2 receptor in mice. The mice became sicker when infected with the modified virus than those infected with the unmodified virus. And EagleHealth failed to report this, having created novel coronaviruses that exceeded a one-log increase in growth. But he denied that the grant produced COVID-19, since the sequences of the viruses are genetically very distant, he said. But another proposal from EcoHealth Alliance has since been cited by scientific experts as smoking gun evidence that SARS-CoV-2 came from a Wuhan research lab. That was a story I shared with you some time ago. It came out in March. Scientists claim the smoking gun evidence, COVID-19 intentionally created by researchers in a Chinese lab. That's Richard Ebright, the molecular biologist at Rutgers, was quoted saying in a new Wall Street Journal article that this is the smoking gun. He cited evidence found in a 2018 document from the lab that talked of making such a virus. The document elevates the evidence provided by the genome sequence from the level of noteworthy to the level of a smoking gun. Boom. And they lied about it and they covered it up. They lied about it and covered it up. But, you know, they'll continue to do this. They actually have a project called Project Diffuse, which sought to test engineering bat coronaviruses in a way that would make them more easily transmissible to humans. The proposal was ultimately rejected and denied funding by the U.S. Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, but Wade suggested that their work could have been carried out by researchers in Wuhan who had secured Chinese government funding. Viruses made according to the diffuse protocol could have been available by the time COVID-19 broke out, sometime between August and November of 2019. Oh, fun. Good times. This would account for the otherwise unexplained timing of the pandemic, along with its place of origin. Along with the research notes, Wade claimed that the specific genetic structure of the coronavirus that allowed it to infect humans served as another strong indication of the virus's laboratory birth. Whereas most viruses require repeated tries to switch from an animal host to people, SARS-CoV-2 infected humans right out of the box, as if it had been pre-adapted while growing in the humanized mice, which was called for in the diffuse protocol. While scientists continue to debate whether the coronavirus pandemic was a natural consequence or man-made, Ebright believes there was credibility that the work proposed by the now controversial EcoHealth Alliance led to the development of COVID-19. Ebright said there was clearer evidence that the virus was manufactured in a lab, and the 2018 documents contain drafted notes regarding Project Diffuse and how to synthesize bat coronaviruses to make them more transmissible. Oh, it's so nice of you guys. Because the worst thing is when bat coronaviruses are not transmissible enough. Am I right? Totally right. So thank you for making them more transmissible. You guys have done, just thank you. Well done, gentlemen. Well done. The researchers propose introducing appropriate human-specific cleavage sites. Sounds hot. To the spike proteins of SARS-related viruses in the lab. The same method several biologists have said could have been used to synthesize the coronavirus that led to the pandemic. And they plan to conduct a portion of the research at the Wuhan lab where they noticed that safety conditions were not up to U.S. standards. In fact, they were so not up to the standards to the point where they claimed American scientists would, quote, likely freak out. I know, our pesky standards for making sure that, you know, deadly pathogens that could wipe out humankind, don't just get out of the lab and kill people. I know. All right. We got a lot more to talk about for the rest of the week. Again, I'll be filling in for the great one, Mark Levin, tomorrow night, as he is in Israel right now, reporting from the front lines of the war and everything that's going on as we await more news of that. Have a great rest of your evening. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. Thank you for listening.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the Free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Noresides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.